ഗണേശരാജുണ്ടിക വിഷ്ണുസ്തുരുപാളീകുരുഷോ
Hello, I'm Nelson from the Aurul Radio. I'm joined by Mr. Manish, who is the guru of the Kalari here in Aurul.
Hi, Mr. Manish.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, today as of the Ayudha Puja, how do you feel about the whole puja?
Actually, today is Saraswati Puja, that in the day, Vijaya Dashami. So, Devi is celebrating after the death of Mahishasura. So, we start with the new knowledge, Vidya. So, the day is considering as the, what do you say, auspicious day to start a new knowledge.
Okay.
So, it is beautiful, actually. Okay. In Aurul, is a nice, beautiful opportunity to be a part of it,
yeah,
and to be in front of it.
Wonderful. With the starting of the new Kalari as well, how do you feel about the movement happening, the Kalari movement happening here in Aurul?
It is actually, last 10 years we have been practicing Kalaripayattu, but always we practice in open space of aspiration. So after we started the new Kalari 5 months ago, the response was actually very huge. Okay. So suddenly the strength of the students actually increased. Now almost more than 50 students regularly coming. So every day there will be in the morning and evening classes, and 15 to 20, 25 students are regularly coming. So it's a, usually in Kalaris it's a good strength.
Yes.
So still, I think we are not that much familiar in Aurul.
Okay.
So, yeah. But from people actually we are getting good response actually.
That's very wonderful.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice.
Yeah. Mr. Manish, could you tell us about the whole concept of Kalari? When it started and how it developed?
Yeah, well, actually origin of Kalaripayattu is considering as 5,000 years ago, but still it is not clear. There is some research that says that it happened 5,000 years ago, mainly in southern region of India, and is developed there. And right now it is widely practicing in Kerala, Tirunelveli, some part of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, because I think it is the geographical positioning. A lot of mountains, water bodies, and all these things actually preventing the other form of fighting system like horses, chariot, all these things. This kind of things is not practical in this region.
Yes.
So the physical aspects of the human body becomes important when you fight with someone else.
Yes.
So Kalaripayattu started as a martial art to protect yourself and your society.
Yes.
And your family.
Mm-hmm.
But always a Kalari master in that particular region, not only working as a martial art teacher,
mm-hmm.
and he is also, he or she,
mm-hmm.
there were actually women warriors also.
Yes.
And he is working as a teacher of other cultural forms like Onathalu, Parathalu, approximately 35 forms of folk tradition taught by or related with Kalaripayattu. As also the Kalari masters were the practitioners of one section of Ayurveda, and Ayurveda some were actually really treating this, giving treatment, or taking care of the problems, physical illness, diseases of this region.
Mm-hmm.
So Kalari used to be a place all the culture of that region were happening.
Okay.
So it was like working like a pillar.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, those who are coming not only to practice Kalaripayattu, the parents and the other people were related with other cultural aspects. They were coming to inquire about the development of the kids,
mm-hmm.
or the other people, and they were participating the functions or festivals, whatever happening in the Kalari.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a cultural hub, and it was a place to transform the people,
mm-hmm.
and to keep the kids, children's active, physically, mentally, and molding them.
Okay.
So in between, actually, since this is a disciplined art form,
mm-hmm.
always without support of the parents and the society, it's a bit difficult.
Okay.
So in the as a child, most of the children will be lit and doesn't like the discipline, isn't it? So discipline, usually the worth of the disciplines, you can see after their 20s or 30s. Actually, it gives you immense energy to bounce back or face any situation. So this aspect, actually Kalari is focusing this aspect very well. So only Kalari believes actually only a disciplined, trained mind and physique can be protect themselves and to create something and to be a human. So this aspect actually Kalari is focusing. So after, in between, after the 15th, 16th century, in between there was a little down and up in Kalari. Again, this century, 20th century, Kalari is coming up. And most of the theater artists, physical people, those who are practicing physical forms are adapting Kalari movements to get the physical strength. And I think in all over the world that is slightly becoming known.
Yes, that's wonderful. Could you tell us about the different aspects of Kalari? Inside the Kalari and the martial art, what are the different aspects, maybe the weapons used?
Actually, there are two forms, civilian art and martial art. Civilian art is usually we use to protect ourselves. It's a pure direct combat system. And when it comes to the martial art, it is usually we are using to protect the society. So the form is wide. Form is not selfish. Form is to protect the society, and the intention is to protect the society in all the way. And the weapons, actually, there are four divisions, 4 plus 1, we can say. Meitari, Koltari, Angatari, Virangai. Then fifth one, we can say treatment. The Koltari, Meitari is to mold the physical body and train the mind to go for something else, to enable you to jump and to turn around and give complete stability and master on your own body and mind. Then you are going for the wooden weapons. So the weapons actually preparing you, it is like a thread. And we start with the long stick, then a long stick becomes a short. So even though there are common movements, the time, reflect action, everything will finely, actually we are modifying. And each and every weapon gives that tuning. And finally, when you become to the Verunkai, before Verunkai there is Angatari, which deals with the metal weapons. All things actually removing your inner fear also. So you are fighting, and your aggression is coming out, natural aggression is coming out, it is coming down then. So once it comes out and then comes down, and as well as actually you are learning how to control all your emotions. So when you fight, though you are really fighting, you know when you need to stop it. You know what is happening. You are aware of the surrounding. You are aware of the system. You are aware of the other individuals. You are aware of the all space. So it gives a control over all your system. It's not just fighting for the fighting. It's fighting to, actually it's fighting with you, to you as your own body and your own system. So you are sharing all these things.
I believe it is something of not just the martial art, but it's something that will bring your human part. And
that is, of course, martial art is to protect the society. If you want to protect the society, your humanity has to come at first. Otherwise, you won't. You will be taking only aware of yourself, your own needs, your own things, your own space. So if you want to go for others, you need to be a human.
It's very wonderful. Could you tell us about the Kalari here in Auroville, how it's developing and how you see it going in the future? And what is needed maybe to make it more reachable to people?
Well, actually, Kalari is practicing in Auroville since, as per my knowledge, 85. But it was not in a place, it was just practicing. In between, actually, Kalyani is here. She's from Jaima. She's practicing Kalaripayat since almost more than 30 years. And teaching Kalaripayat, she was having a small Kalari in Vigas, and we were practicing at Aspiration. Though there were few teachers like Shaji Kajon, Raju Karamban, Rajesh. It was not in a form. So now all of us are together, actually me, Kalyani, and we are together. Then we were thinking about to get a space to form it. And finally we got the space with the help of Sire and the AVSRC, Arable Sports Resource Center. And now it is in the, I think, as a space, it is in a growing stage. And just we have right now only Kalari. Now we are planning to make a the last aspect of what I said, the treatment, Kalari treatment. It is a well-developed treatment system, especially for the sports injuries and all. It's very famous. And actually we are trying to get a space for it, to make the treatment, to prepare the medicines, and to make it in a... all the aspects we need to introduce. Okay. Now, we just begin with the Kalari. Okay. We hope that it will flourish. Yes. And other aspects, I don't know, so usually it comes, isn't it?
Yes.
We are not trying something like that. Actually, but people are coming. And there are a lot of Arovillians to come. It's also from the bioregion surrounding places. We have students. They are coming, most of them are coming regularly. Yeah, it's a good... It's going well.
That's really wonderful to hear, and I hope the treatment aspect of the Kalari as well comes and more people come into the picture and the whole system of Kalari is revived.
We need all this thing actually, so that's why we are thinking to develop also make and research aspects, because my master used to say the olden times, when Kalari started, everything was related with Adhyatmika, means the rituals and everything we were just following. Now the time has moved, it's traveling, and now we are finding a reason behind everything else. And since an art forms are staying, stable in this much years, I believe that there is a scientific base. Without a scientific base and no art forms, nothing can
survive.
So now one of our intention is to find out the science and the experimental science. Basically, it is an experience. Actually, you are getting all the this relaxation, happiness from the Kalari, getting through the experience only. But there is something behind the experience. Sometimes we need to address when we address people or when we explain about it. So we are trying to get a research.
That's something great. So thank you, Mr. Manish. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You imparted so much knowledge about color.